was Alexandra Sarapalu. And now, something very different. When we attended recently the Sea Level Rise Summit held in Palm Beach, I met a French student there, a young woman from France who studies environmental issues over there, and I got her take on the Sea Level Conference. So take a look at this.
So with other students, we went to the Sea Level Rising Conference. Actually, it's great to see that people feel actually concerned about these issues. For me, it seemed like more about a group of discussion, exchanging ideas about what issues. Problematics raised were quite interesting about like property law, who will have to pay for the houses located on the shore, the ideas about new architectural challenges. Fact is, I don't know when this question that were raised will have a sort of a feedback for a city to decide to build this all new structures about like houses adapted to sea level rises, like houses on the sea or stuff like that. I think it's really hard to decide to change the whole architecture of the city when you're not facing the issue. I mean, there's not like, okay, tomorrow the sea will rise like, I don't know, you say that in English, but we'll rise a lot and we'll have to face the issue. But, like here, it's not something that is going to happen at a precise date, so it's quite hard to start. However, during the conference, at one part, some scientists came and talked about the actual work they were doing, real work, like dunes to stop, trying to stop the silver rise. So I think it's good that people are actually starting doing to be prepared to this issue. The thing is, landscapes are very different in France, and we can choose one model for every farm. We have to adapt, so that's always the same problem. We also had another roundtable about dietary transition, which is also linked to misconception, especially red meat. And we talked about new sources of proteins, like, for example, eating insects, bugs, and said that it would be better if each citizen would have to eat less meat, especially red, but when they do so, buy meat of quality, so better than eating meat a lot, but of less quality. About meat still, the governments were also talking about putting if the animal was fed with GMOs or not on the package to inform the customer. And the last roundtable were about new way of producing food, because in France yields are not increasing anymore, while the demand does. We talked about other way to grow crops like agroforestry, which means growing crops with trees within the fields. There is like an interaction between the two. But for me, changing agricultural models, and I think it would be complicated to put trees in the field actually, but we need to think more about the whole system and realize how much is waste in food and energy. So I think this is what people are starting to realize, because in France we see the development of direct sales. So it means like buying products directly from the farmer and not buying them in the supermarket, to make sure the money goes actually directly to the farmer. There was a project of constructing a flood barrier in a place located near Toulouse, where my school is located, which created lots of demonstrations and reactions of the government. The reason of creating this flood barrier was that this structure would avoid future dry climates in a region where there was a lot of agriculture, so to make sure farms would get water, enough water. But the negative impact would be the destruction of a big humid zone where 94 protected species are living. So during a demonstration of activists back in 2014, one of them, named Rémi Fraisse, was killed by a grenade of the force anti-riots. And after this event, the project was suspended, but there are still lots of controversy about this whole project. So this is an example of what happened with activists, environmental activists in France. So there was lots of talking in the news and in the TV, so it had a big impact. There was also in France some Greenpeace activists that succeeded in getting in a chemical plant, which raised the issue about an old chemical plant park in France, and if we should keep them or not, or if it would put the population in risk. Well, when I look into my future, so I know that greenhouse effects will cause lots of problems if we don't change our emissions at all, like so temperature rising, sea level rising, acidification also of the ocean. We don't talk much about that, but it will happen. So all those issues are quite frightening, but I still have hope that we can change that and still live on that beautiful planet. So for making people react and face environmental problems, I believe we need to circulate more information in general to every citizen. And I think governments will have to take also special measures to bring population in a path of climate adaptation and preparation, because one by one I think that people are not really aware of climate change issues and think about their own life and problems first in everyday life, which I believe it's normal. But so I think we can all do a thing to change something, but also the government need to start changing conception and society habits to be prepared with climate change. Because it takes time to make big changes like that, so I think we need also to educate younger generations and always link what they are teaching, taught with environment and what will happen, etc. And in the end, I think that climate change must be seen as a new source of challenges, giving energy and excitement for research, investigation of new sustainable energies and food systems, and not seen as a fatal event that we can do nothing about. So I think I'm pretty excited about the future, and I have faith in our generation.
She has faith in her generation. That should be inspiring words. And speaking of inspiring words, how about this?